Okay, I'm very sorry about these problems. So I was nervous about it this morning. I would try to see if it was there, but it was indeed, but I didn't know why it was missing. But anyway, thank you very much for coming to this talk. I want to share with you on some of the research we have done in perennial grass species on protein metabolism related to heat tolerance. The work was done by my postdoc, Chenping Xu, Ximang Rich Melwich, and Jiang Tian. As we all know, that heat stress is one of the major factors limiting cool season grass or C3 grass growth, including annual crops, particularly for perennial grasses, including forage and turf grasses, grow most actively in the spring and fall for C3 grasses. Well, but in the summertime, turf quality or forage quality declines due to increases in temperature. So we know that in different plant species, including annual and perennial plants, that the C3 grasses grow most actively at temperature around 15 to 24 degrees for shoot growth and 10 to 18 degrees for root growth. So in general, previous research have found roots are more sensitive to heat stress than shoots because of the different temperature requirements. So previous study has found actually roots play a very important role in regulating the whole plant response to heat stress, particularly to high soil temperatures. So the question is how to improve heat tolerance in cool season or C3 grass species in order for the plants to grow, to maintain growth under high temperature conditions. So in searching for this, for the answer of this question, we found a very extremely heat tolerant cool season or C3 grass species in Yellowstone National Park in the geothermal areas. So as you may have seen, listened to my other talks have given previously, this grass, there are some grass species called geothermal grass growing very actively, even with extremely high temperatures, where around boiling water, 100 degrees Celsius, the soil temperature may reach to 60, 70 Celsius. So in fact, we found one grass species called Agrostis scabra. This grass species is in the same genera with Agrostis stolonifers, a commonly used creeping bend grass for turf on golf courses. So this grass species we call thermal bent grass can grow up to 45 degrees Celsius when the roots exposed to soil temperature up to 45 degrees Celsius. Well, for common perennial or cool season grasses, the temperature has increased to up to 25 degrees Celsius. As you can see from here, severe root growth decline or death occurs. So the question is why the thermal grass species are able to maintain root growth and functioning under extremely high soil temperature conditions. So we did various research from physiological level all the way to molecular level. Here, from gene analysis, we look at differentially expressed genes under heat stress conditions for this particular grass species that we identified. Many genes are involved in different functions, as you find in other plant species, related genes involved in stress defense, protein metabolism, carbon metabolisms, and stress signaling. Here, in this talk, I focus on the protein metabolisms. That's the 15% of the gene were identified involved in protein metabolism. So our question is, if the thermal grass species are able to maintain growth and functional, especially the roots in high soil temperatures, by maintaining protein homeostasis. So meaning by less degradation or more thermal stable proteins, and maintain protein synthesis or induce some new proteins that are not found in other cool season grass species or commonly found in more heat tolerant cool season grass species. So with this question in mind, we designed different studies, this one of them, to examine how protein synthesis and protein degradation related to heat tolerance in cool season perennial grass species, particularly by comparing the thermal grass Agrostis scabra that's tolerant to high soil temperatures to a heat sensitive species called Agrostis stolonifers, also creeping bend grass, as I said earlier, is widely used on golf courses. So we expose the plants, particularly the roots, to 20 degrees Celsius as optimum temperature or heat stress ranging from 37 to 45 degrees Celsius. So we are treating the plants under extremely high temperatures. So each treatment was replicated 4 times for each species, and we measure protein synthesis and degradation by monitoring new protein production using carbon-14 labeled leucine technique. So, and then we look at also protein induction upregulation using two-dimensional electrophoresis and mass spectrometry. So the protein expression were confirmed for specific proteins we are very interested in that we think they are related to heat tolerance using Western blotting analysis. So this diagram figure shows the on the left side is the total protein changes under different temperature conditions, optimum control for both species, and under heat stress condition for both species. What we found, the dotted lines indicate the thermographs that maintain higher total protein content compared to the heat-sensitive species. So what's more interesting here, what we found, is that under heat stress conditions, the protein synthesis were declined dramatically in the heat-sensitive species, but maintained relatively higher new protein formation. As I said, using the carbon-14 labeling technique, those are the protein produced only under heat stress conditions. From this, we found that the agrostis, the thermal band grass roots, may be better able to maintain protein synthesis or at least process some relatively more thermal stable proteins during the heat stress conditions. And then we analyzed the protein degradation using several different parameters, degradation constant that defined as gram protein changes per unit total gram of proteins per day, and also the protein half-life, the time takes 50% of protein to be completely degraded, that means breaking down into amino acids, and also we measured protease activity. So all those three parameters indicate that the thermal grass roots maintain more thermal stable proteins because the degradation constant under control conditions were pretty much the same compared to the two species, but under heat stress conditions, the thermal band grass plants, the roots, are able to maintain lower degradation constant, longer half-time, and also lower protease activity. And also, in order to examine whether any new proteins are induced or upregulated in the thermal band grass that could account for the superior heat tolerance compared to the heat-sensitive creeping band grass, we did the proteomic analysis using the two-dimensional electrophoresis. Here, we found different amount of proteins were upregulated or downregulated in the two different plant species. We are particularly interested in the protein that are highly upregulated or only upregulated in the thermal band grass. So those are the ones we consider either induced, that's not present under normal temperature or low in abundance, and to high abundance under heat stress conditions, or induced, that is not produced in the heat control conditions, but present under heat stress conditions. So summarizing all the upregulated proteins in terms of their functions, what we found here, the proteins are classified into several major categories. So 27 of the proteins are involved in energy metabolisms, 13% in protein storage, 17% involved in signal transduction, and 9% involved in protein synthesis, and 17% related to stress defense. So when we further break down the different components of different proteins involved in different categories of functions, what we found, there are two important proteins involved in carbon and energy metabolisms. This including fructose biphosphate idolase. This is involved in glycolysis, respiration processes, and also another one, sucrose synthesis. So both are very important proteins that involve enzymatic functions in terms of respiration and sugar production. So another protein that we found are important could be related to heat tolerance is involved in the protein synthesis. These are small heat shock proteins, including 16 and 20 kilodaltons. Previous study in other plant species has found the smaller heat shock proteins play more important role than the larger proteins, for example, the 70 and 90 kilodaltons or 100 kilodalton proteins. So another group of protein we found are important could be for heat tolerance in this particular grass species is stress defense proteins. These are mainly involved in antioxidants protection. So those including superoxide dismutase, peroxidase, and glutathione transferase. So then to confirm if those proteins are actually related, correlated to heat tolerance, we performed the Western blotting analysis to characterize the protein, the expression at the protein level. So we did look at different size of heat shock proteins, 60, 70, that's constitutively expressed in many plant species, including perennial grasses. And here we included the 16 kilodalton small heat shock proteins, stands as SHSP here. So what we found here, with the temperature increase from 17 to 45 degrees Celsius, and exposed the roots to this temperature, to different temperature levels for 2 hours, 4 hours, and 24 hours. If we look at the 24-hour exposure to different temperature levels, what we found, the HSP 60 and 70 showed significant degradation in the sensitive species, while less in the thermal bend grass species. What most importantly, we found upregulation of small heat shock proteins in the thermal bend grass, but not or very less extent in the heat sensitive bend grass species. And also we use the same technique to confirm superoxide dismutase expression. We found upregulation under heat stress conditions in both species, but particularly in the heat tolerant species. So in conclusion, we have found the thermal bend grass roots are able to maintain protein synthesis and had lower protein degradation or more thermal stable proteins. Those thermal stable proteins are induction of proteins, particularly heat shock proteins and proteins involved in carbon energy metabolisms and antioxidants could play a very important role in regulating heat tolerance in this particular grass species. So with this, I want to thank my student and postdoc who did the work and gave me the opportunity here to share with you, and also my funding agents, including USDA and USGA, and Rutgers Center for Turfgrass Science. Now, I thank you very much for your attention. I guess I don't have time for questions.
Thank you.